Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
Jesus said, "No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is what I'll be talking about this evening. Jesus shares this lamp metaphor with his disciples, with his friends, for two reasons. He's trying to teach them something about their past, and he's trying to reveal something about his identity, about who he is. Jesus' friends knew this imagery well. A lamp lighting your path was an image for the Ten Commandments and the Law, the instructions laid out in the Hebrew Scriptures that they would have learned from their elders. Maybe you know the line from the famous Psalm, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." Think about this line for a moment. What images come to mind? I think of the lamp that Frodo carries through the forest in Lord of the Rings. I think also of the kerosene lamps my mom would light when we'd go camping as kids. I think of the lights flickering at dawn during the Wet'suwet'en protests this week. When we think of lamps, lots of images come to mind. For Jesus' friends, the image that would have been most familiar to them was the menorah, a multi-pronged lampstand which was used and continues to be used in Jewish ritual as a reminder that whenever they felt lost, the law, the teachings that were given to them by God, would light their way. And when Jesus comes on the scene, he sums up the commandments he and his friends would have learned in childhood, and he says, "Love God and love your neighbor." And it's not that Jesus is saying, "Take everything you've learned and replace it with what I'm telling you now." Jesus is saying, whatever principles you were raised with, remember that they exist to bring you into greater community with God and with your neighbors. It was tempting, I think, for the disciples to take what they'd learned growing up and to build a wall around their community, to keep some people in while pushing others out. Who among us doesn't know that temptation? But as Jesus reminded them over and over again, neighbors aren't just the people you get along with. Neighbors are your enemies. Neighbors are anyone who lives outside of your purview. Don't build a fence around them. Don't put a bushel basket over the light God has given you to see the people who wouldn't otherwise be on your radar. Jesus also shares this lamp imagery with his friends because he's trying to disclose a part of himself, his identity. And what he's saying is complex. It's really quite difficult for his disciples to accept. And each time he meets with them, Jesus has been lighting these little metaphorical lamps along the way, slowly revealing that he has been called as the Messiah. For the disciples, this meant that Jesus was appointed by God to lead a particular religious and ethnic group out of slavery into freedom. And they can get behind that part because they've been waiting for emancipation for a long time. But when Jesus starts talking about how this freedom is for everyone, well, then they start to get a little nervous. Because in their day, that's the kind of talk that would get you killed. They live in a society where one ruler has a monopoly on freedom. There is always an oppressor and an oppressed. There's always someone who lives in the light while others remain in darkness. So when Jesus comes and says he's there not simply to take over the old system, but to bring about a new way altogether, when Jesus comes preaching that message, His disciples get scared and they try to snuff out what Jesus is saying. But if we know anything about hiding parts of ourselves that are destined to be free, sometimes the hiding just lights the whole bushel basket on fire. Which is exactly what happens with Jesus' teaching. The light just gets bigger and brighter. The message of freedom becomes more and more expansive. There's no point snuffing out a light that God has put on a lampstand for all to see. The light of God cannot be extinguished. So what is the wisdom in Jesus' teaching for us this evening? What is it about yourself that's been in hiding that you need to put on a lampstand? Sometimes when we have moments of self-realization, whether it's about our gender or our sexuality, or perhaps a calling to a certain career path, or maybe an important decision, sometimes we feel we'd really rather run away from our humanity than to embrace it. But here's the beauty of what Jesus is saying. The incarnation is the lampstand. It's the God becoming human and dwelling among people that lights our way, that draws us close to the heart of God. Don't believe the messages of this world that say you've got to snuff out what makes you human, that you've got to hide who you are or what makes you vulnerable in order to be embraced by God. You are loved simply because you are human. Jesus said, "No one lighting a lamp puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Is to recognize the places where there is a light that's trying to shine. When it comes to what we're facing in our lives, we can encourage one another to put our lamps on lampstands. You may have noticed this candle and this stand behind me here. Maybe you recognize it. This is a Paschal candle. We typically light it during Easter and when there are baptisms. It's similar to what the menorah represents in the Jewish tradition. This Paschal candle symbolizes what's central to the Christian faith, the wisdom that lights our way, that God chose to become human, that vulnerability resides at the heart of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, and that each time we let our true selves shine, we are reflecting the very heart of God.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.